that's all I can say. When I first started getting into the banjo, Pete Seeger was my big hero because my parents used to listen to the Weavers and the Almanac Singers. And so I kind of grew up on Pete Seeger, and my mother actually went to school with Pete's wife, Toshi, the Little Red Schoolhouse in Manhattan. And so he was my big banjo hero, and I wrote him a postcard when I was a little kid, wrote him a letter when I was a little kid saying something to the effect of, "Dear Pete, I think you're the world's greatest banjo player." And he sent me a postcard back about 2 weeks later saying, "Dear Tony, there's no such thing as best in music, but music's not like a horse race, but I'm glad you like my music," and signed it Pete Seeger with that little banjo drawing that he does. And I was completely thrilled. And then I discovered Earl Scruggs and got too hip for Pete and thought, well, anyway. And then I, you know, maybe 5 or 7 or 8 or 10 years later, I kind of wised up and realized what an idiot I'd been. That Pete was still the greatest, and he is still today. He just had his 80th birthday not all that long ago. So I'm going to do a tune that Pete recorded on an album called The Goofing Off Suite, which he recorded back in 1955, I think it was, for the Folkways label. I believe it was the second album he recorded. And it just, it's an album made up of tunes that he kind of came up with while noodling around. He tells the story of how he bought some land up in Beacon, New York, north of New York City, on the east side of the Hudson. And while his wife was building the, pouring the foundation, and the kids were tarring the driveway and putting in the electrical system, Pete was hanging out in his hammock, noodling on his tunes on the banjo, which is a very banjo-y kind of thing to do. So I'm going to do a tune that appears on there, and this is pretty close to note for note the way Pete played it back in 1955. You can see how amazingly ahead of his time he was. It's one called Blue Skies.